Amateur Quest, and these are the top business headlines. Central banks are unleashing a wave of new stimulus measures. The Bank of England cut interest rates to their lowest point in history. The US Fed announced a new lending facility to backstop the money market mutual fund sector. And Europe's central bank has unveiled an $800 billion stimulus package. US markets closed higher after governments took these new measures to stem the impact. However, the actions failed to quell uncertainty as stocks rocked back and forth throughout the session. Bank of America says the US economy is now in a recession and is predicting the biggest quarterly decline in history. BOA is predicting a 12% slowdown in Q2 alone. JP Morgan has issued a similar warning that the slowdown would be worse than the entire Great Recession of 2008. President Trump says the US government could take an equity stake in companies that ask for a bailout. Some lawmakers say the government should ban share buybacks, give corporate boards to workers, and force companies to maintain a payroll as a condition of any rescue. Finally, Netflix says it's reducing its bandwidth in Europe. Whilst people stay at home, it's lowering the bitrate of streaming video to keep the internet running smoothly. It comes after talks between networks and the European Union. Those are the business headlines. I'm Richard Quest in New York.